I guess today the best way to describe it is a tale of two halves. We had enough mistakes the first half to obviously create a situation where we were couldn't score, couldn't convert third downs. We're hurting ourselves with penalties, and we kind of regrouped at halftime and said we could put those things behind us. We, in fact, have a chance to make some plays. And obviously, we did. The two throws to Justin were huge in the second half, and the one to Brandon. And 21 unanswered points, and the defense stiffened up. We got a tremendous effort out of everybody, but I need to point out the play of Chris Carr. For Chris to come in and play the corner spot first time this year when Eric King went down, and to come in there and make the plays he did, the interception, yet still field the punts and make those tackles on the kickoff after we kicked off from the 15-yard line. That was just a tremendous effort by a very solid backup player for us. So very proud of Chris and the rest of them. Questions?
What's the challenge when you're 10-0 and you got a four-game lead and you got a three-game lead even for home field to keep it?
Going this door, they're talking about the Jets. We play the Jets at home next Sunday. That's the challenge right now. We've got to heal up. We got some players. We're out a number of starters today. We just got to heal up. We went down two corners, and so we got to heal up and get focused on the next opponent.
Why did Justin play such a big role today? Was that something you had anticipated trying to exploit coming in?
Not necessarily. We felt like we had some opportunities the first time around, we felt like there was going to be a commitment on their behalf to the run front, and there was. We got the one-on-ones outside, and we won that battle. And it's about time. It's been weeks since we've hooked up on some deep balls, but it's good to see. Kerry did a nice job with the ball.
Did you allow yourself to step back and look at the accomplishment of 10-0 through 11 weeks of an NFL season?
No, we're just moving on. We got to win another one. That's just kind of where we are. You guys come around and see what we're doing. We'll go back to practice this week, and Jets haven't played Thursday night. They've got an extra 3 or 4 days, and going into this game, we recognize that we're not looking past this, but we got 3 games in 12 days or something like that. So we got work cut out. It's just nice to get out here with a win.
What happened to King to get called?
I'm sorry.
What happened to King to get called?
Eric King. I'll go in detail now. He'll be out for a while. Eric King fractured his forearm last year. He's playing with a plague. And he refractured it at the union joint, the union of the plate and the bone, so it requires surgery. We'll rule him out for the rest of the year. It could be a 6-week thing, so we got some decisions to make.
Was Harper close to that?
He was close, but we felt like resting him would help. We got confidence, obviously, in Eric and Chris and Ray, and so we're prepared to move people around. So
not to take anything away from what Chris did, but did you blitz a little bit more to protect the guys in the secondary?
We pressure not to protect, but to make plays. We're not concerned about that. Chris got his hands broke up some passes. Jimmy did a good job. Pressure in the front, and we got off the field. It seems as if in the second half we had maybe 4 or 5 third and fours or less, and we made those stops, which is against this group is hard to do because they're so good in the short yards.
You got down the Baltimore game, down against Indy at one point. You think those games helped you keep your composure?
This group did lose its poise. We realized that a lot of what happened was our own doing. The penalties and those kind of things. They had second opportunities in the plus territory, and so we just kept playing.
You feel like that the third down problems were mostly self-inflicted with drops and things like that,
they made plays. We had a couple drops and had some opportunities, but the one touchdown pass was a third down play, which was huge for us.
Tony Brown, do you think all the calls on him were legitimate? How little late hit, I guess.
Walt said he thought he hit him in the face. So I didn't really see a replay. But Ralph typically does a good job.
What about Ray?
I think he'll be okay.
So what was the explanation on Brandon's penalty and that something?
You can't go down to the ground to celebrate.
He wouldn't wear that.
No, he's been told that, but at that instant he must have forgot. He'll be reminded.